At the Farm Progress Show near Boone, we're going to visit with Todd Schomburg, who is a regional sales agronomist with Stein Seed Company. And Todd works out of Waukee, Iowa, and covers basically the northwest part of the state, you were telling me, Todd. Let's talk about what's hot here at Stein Seeds as far as what you're talking about this year at Farm Progress.
Of course, we've got our new corn hybrids and soybean lineup for the next year that we're looking at. Of course, Stein has yield, so it's the top yielding products, you know, for your farm. One of the things that we have pointed out we have here is the 12-inch row corn planter. There's over 2,500 acres of 12-inch row corn that has been planted on the Stein Seed Farm. Actually, even some, you know, mostly commercial, but a few acres of seed as well. And we're really excited about that. It's Harry's vision. We need to move in that direction. We need to feed the world. We need to increase our bushels per acre. So the best way to do that is create the plants that are short, upright leaf stature, push them closer together, move the population up, and optimize the yield on the farmer's field.
That's really interesting. And so you're basically taking a good look at it there at headquarters?
Yes. We've got the majority of our own hybrids that we have in 12-inch row and 24-inch row. We're going to analyze that yield-wise. It's kind of interesting. One of the questions we get, if it's actually hotter inside the cornfield with everything so close together. But what we're seeing, it's actually cooler. So as we get into our hot evenings, as if, you know, like the summer with the drought, it actually starts out a little bit cooler and hopefully gets a chance for it to respire or maybe, you know, breathe just a little bit better throughout the evening. But it's really exciting. I mean, if there's any year to look at it, this is going to be the biggest challenge. And from here, it's going to go up. It's great for our breeding program, developing our own inbreds, male and female. It gives us an opportunity to take a look at that. Not every farmer, obviously, is going to be able to do this. This is where we think we need to go with our breeding. We eventually get to that point. We've got hybrids that's going to fit wide areas, but we are looking at the specific ones, our high pop corn products that will fit in this narrow row, whether it's 15, 20, or down to 12.
So what are you seeing so far? I mean, pretty early in the testing here?
We've been harvesting some of the seed acres, and it's better than what we anticipated. I was actually out there the other day when they were harvesting. We built our own corn heads to go with the system. Now Calmer's has started building, or has a corn head that we have purchased that we're going to be using. But we got a long fine with it. But you go out there. Seed corn looks funny to begin with, but it's still small ears, but every plant has one. If you look at a 43,560 population, that's 12 by 12. You go up to 51,000, you know, your plants are 8 inches apart. It still gives them plenty of room to grow and not compete against one another and to perform to the maximum potential.
Well, that's really an innovative approach to the seed industry. You're looking for new solutions for farmers and ways to produce more.
Yeah, Harry Stein is a farmer. He's a farmer at heart, and he has the ability to take a look at this and move forward and make the decision to make it happen. And our goal is to make it good for the farmer. That's your ultimate purpose. And we need to feed the world. And through Stein has yield, and by looking at these new and different things and bring your own germplasm to the market, we feel that it's going to help that process.